Let's say Shirk Akbar. What is the example of Shirk Akbar?
Praying to other than Allah.
Shirk Akbar. Showing off or swearing by other than Allah. Right. Kufr Akbar.
Zina.
Nah. Kufr Akbar, zina khamr. Kufr Akbar, saying zina is halal. Even if he doesn't commit it. استحلال او انكار معلوم من الدين بالضرورة واجب او يعني someone is denying something proof and يعني no not obligatory proof like denying that that is an obligatory salah. He says salah is good but he denies that any of it is obligatory, right? He denies zina. He says zina is bad but if it's not haram. Aye. Or he denies that there were use of the cake as a source of kafir. Say no, it's not legit, there was no. Or he denies that there will be Masih al-Dajjal. Says no, Messiah. No. There is no Antichrist. This is kufr. لماذا؟ لأن هذا ثابت. Why? Because this is affirmed. نعم. هذا يسمى كفر أكبر. This is major كفر. كفر أصغر. He drinks خمر, but he still believes that it is haram. Why it is called كفر أصغر? No, because usually, who drinks خمر is the one who thinks it's halal, who are the pure kuffar. The pure kuffar believe that the khamr is halal, isn't it? So, that's why they drink. This one who believes that the khamr is halal and he drinks it, he's not kafir, but he is doing things that only the kuffar do. Huh? Kufr duna kufr. Now, if he doesn't drink khamr, but he says khamr is halal, he never drinks khamr. And he always criticizes khamr, says don't drink khamr, it's bad, but it is not haram. This is kufr akbar. He is 24 hours drunk. When he awakes for 3 minutes, he says khamr is haram. This one is kufr asghar, he is not out of Islam. You know that? You know this principle? Right. Shirk Akbar, Shirk Asghar. Kufr Akbar, Kufr Akbar. Fisk Akbar, Fisk Asghar. Same thing as Kufr. Same thing. Because the meaning of Fisk is to go out like this. To divert. فهذا مثل الكفر لأن أعمالها واحدة. الفسق ما هو؟ الفسق يعني يغتاب, يغش, ينم, يكذب, to cylinder backbite, yani lie, cheat. This is called fisk. Fisk, right? Zina fisk, riba fisk, khamr fisk, right? If he doesn't do all this, but he believes this is, and it's okay. This is fasak fisk akbar. By the meaning that he's out of the millah, out of the deen. He doesn't believe so. He believes that it is haram, but yeah, under some kind of, you know, weakness of faith, he does it. He lies. He surrenders it. You know, this one is fasik fisq asghar. You know, bid'ah. We have bid'ah akbar, bid'ah asghar. What does that mean? It does not mean bid'ah hasana, bid'ah sayya. La, all sayya. All bad, all evil. Same as shirk akbar, shirk asghar. Is there shirk hasan, shirk sayy? Ma fi. Ma fi yani hasan wa sayy. Kullu sayy. Shirk akbar, shirk asghar, sayy. Bad. Kufr akbar, kufr asghar, sayy. Bad. Akbar, fisq asghar, sayy. Bad. Bid'ah akbar, bid'ah asghar, sayy. Bad. All. نعم. لكن البدعة الأكبر هي أن يبتدع في الدين ما ليس منه مما يكون من الكفر. Someone innovates in the deen what's not from it, from what is considered to be kufr. وكل شرك أكبر وكل شرك كفر أكبر وكل فسق أكبر فهو بدعة أكبر. Every kufr أكبر, every major kufr, every major shirk, every major fisk, it is بدعة, major بدعة. Why? Because bid'ah means that the Prophet ﷺ didn't do it, didn't say it, didn't, you know, that is the bid'ah. So, who commits shirk, if committed something, the Prophet ﷺ didn't say it. Bid'ah asghar, same thing. Same thing. Example of bid'ah asghar. Worshiping by any grave. Slaughtering for the awliya who are deceased or even alive. Right. This is Shirk Akbar. Shirk Akbar. Slaughtering, yani for the grave. Slaughtering for the one who is in the grave, but is in the grave. This is Akbar or Asghar? Akbar. Slaughtering by the grave, but for Allah. This is Asghar. This is Bid'ah Asghar. Not Bid'ah Akbar. This is Bid'ah. It's Bid'ah. By the meaning that the Prophet ﷺ didn't do it. But it is asghar. By the meaning that the intention is not for this grave. Naam? Wazi? Is that clear, Akhwan? Sure?
Sheikh, there was an incident in Eid al-Adhar. Someone wanted to sacrifice an animal for Rasulullah. Or was that sacrificed?
For Rasulullah? What do you mean by for Rasulullah?
For him.
For him, what? Yeah, and he wants to slaughter for that the reward of it goes to Rasulullah.
No.
That is the meaning?
Yes.
No. Or he slaughters in the name of Rasulullah.
No. For
Rasulullah. Yeah, when we say for, it has different meanings. No. When we say for, it has different meaning. For means could be pleasing him, slaughter it for him and his name. Right? Like the grave worshippers do. For him, meaning, I slaughter it and distribute it to the poor and I want the reward to go to Rasulullah. This is bid'ah asghar. Bid'ah asghar. Why? Because none of the Sahaba did anything to say, to give the reward to Rasulullah. That is why we say it is bid'ah asghar. From the other way we say it is not correct, because whatsoever good deed you do, Rasulullah will take same reward of you. You understand that? Why? Why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will get the same reward of every Muslim who does a good deed? Because he told us how to do it. And what is the dalil? Raise your voice. Excellent. This hadith. من دعا إلى هدى فله أجرها وأجر من عمل بها إلى يوم لا ينقص من دون شيء. Who calls to guidance will have, will receive the reward of it. And the reward, yani similar reward to the other person, which is, and this would not decrease the reward of the doer. Naam?
What
the heck, what?
So what if the meaning, I think sometimes they say, when you swear, because the Alawi people do the same thing, right? You swear, in the name of Allah, but within that, because in the grave
will help, intercede.
Yeah, so the sacrifice is so that to say for you Allah, by these awliya or the Rasul or whatever, that they will help to make the response to them.
La, you misunderstood it. They mean it is for the grave, for Allah and for the grave. Because they don't mean that for him to intercede. And if it is for him to intercede, it means, now if I want you, if I want you to intercede for me, and for to the government of Trinidad, okay, and I come give you money, isn't it to please you? How? I'm trying to convince you and please you. I say, Akhi, here is 1,000 TT. Please talk to the travel agent to find me a seat. Isn't this encouraging you, pleasing you? Why didn't I give you this 1,000? To go and give it to the travel agent? No. I'm telling you, here is the ticket price, and above it, 1,000 for you. Why I'm giving you this 1,000? To please you, to encourage you, doing it for me, sir, isn't it? So then this is pleasing him. Now when I do it, or when the person does it to the Rasul sallallahu, what does he mean by that? He's pleasing him. Huh? He's pleasing Rasulullah to intercede. Okay? And this is bad. This is shirk akbar. And this is not a good example from Brother Yusuf, because the sect that he named are kuffar. And if a Christian slaughtered for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what kind of benefit him? Sorry, he slaughters for Allah. A Christian slaughters for Allah. For Allah. How can it benefit him? It doesn't benefit him because he's kafir. He's kafir. Okay? He needs to, first of all, believe and then.
Then he can commit this.
No. Then we can talk or consider and ask, is this for Allah or for the grave? If it is for Allah, by the grave, this is shirk akbar or bid'ah sughra. If it is for the grave, this is shirk akbar or bid'ah kubra. No? That is the meaning. طيب. نرجع إلى الدرس. Come back to the درس. وعاد في الدرس. نعم. طيب. قال والناس في التوحيد على درجات متفاوتة. متحسب ما قاموا به. And the people in regard to the issue of tawheed are in different levels. Not all the same. Different levels. As what they do. معرفة الله والقيام بعبوديته. From the issue of awareness of or the acknowledgement about Allah. And the worship, implementation of the worship. فأكملهم في هذا الباب من عرف من تفاصيل أسماء الله وصفاته وأفعاله وآلائه ومعانيها الثابتة في الكتاب والسنة وفهمها فهما صحيحا فامتلأ قلبه بمعرفة الله وتعظيمه إجلالا ومحبة. And he says the one who has the highest level of it is the one who knows the details of the names of Allah and the attributes of Allah and the deeds of Allah, the actions of Allah, actions of Allah and the blessings of Allah, right? And the meaning of it, which is affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah, and he understands it and absorbs it in a good way, and so his heart becomes full of iman and acknowledgement of Allah and glorifying Allah. Na'am. And repenting to Allah wal inaba ilayhi. وانجذاب جميع دواعي قلبه إلى الله تعالى متوجها إليه وحده ولا شريك له. And then his heart will always be looking for Allah and how to please Allah. Okay? And treat the intention all the time. Na'am. As some of the Salaf say, كما قال بعض السلف, عالجت نفسي 40 سنة على أمر النية حتى استقامت لي. Some of them said, I've struggled against myself 40 years in the issue of intention until it straight up for me. ما معنى هذا؟ هل كان يشرك؟ What does that mean? That he used to commit shirk? La. No, but هذا معناه أنه يحاول الشيطان أن يجعل النية تتغير وهو يصارع ويرجع لا يقبل. That means that the shaitan tries to make him change his niyyah, but he struggles and returns it back to the haqq. نعم. وقال ووقعت جميع حركاته وسكناته في كمال الدين والإخلاص التام الذي لا يشوب شيء من الأغراض الفاسدة. And all of his actions, sayings, or even sufferings when he doesn't do nothing, all be for in the way of perfecting the deen. Meaning, he speaks when it is perfecting the deen. With what? Perfecting the deen. He keeps silence when it is, when silence is perfecting the deen. Now, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Now, والإخلاص التام الذي لا يشوبه شيء. And always he accompanies his deed, saying to actions, with the sincerity, the perfect sincerity, that does not have any kind of association. الذي لا يأتي عليه شيء من الشرك. ومتى حق يرجع يستغفر الله يسأل الله يرجع. نعم. And whenever it happens that his deed or action or saying is mixed with something, he returns back and seeks forgiveness. كما قال الله عز وجل عن إبراهيم أنه سأل الله فقال ماذا. As Allah تعالى said about Ibrahim, that he asked Allah and said, well, ربي اجعلني نعم قال واجعلني واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام إنهن أضللنا كثيرا من الناس. Oh Allah, make me and my children on the other side of worshipping, on a side which is other than the side of worshipping the idols, as these idols misguided so many people. So Ibrahim, the father of the Prophet, the Imam of the Mukhlisin, and this, but he's asking Allah. That means we need to ask Allah guide us and to keep us on the right path. نعم. طيب. قال فاطمأن إلى الله تعالى معرفة وإنابة وفعلا وتركا. So he settled with Allah تعالى. He's now quite settled with Allah تعالى. And knowing him, knowing his deen, and repenting to him, and acting upon what he what pleases him, and avoiding and abandoning whatsoever displeases Allah تعالى. نعم. وتكميلا لنفسه, and always trying to perfect himself in the appearance, in the exposed, and in the hidden. يعني يحاول يكمل نفسه دائما في السر والعلن. السر والعلن, in the exposing, when he exposes, and when he is alone by himself. من الأغراض, نعم, قال وتكميلا لغيره بالدعوة إلى هذا الأصل العظيم. And he always try to even perfect others by this great principle. نحن تجاوزنا صفحة. We have escaped one page. We have escaped one page. على هذا أحسن. نعم, نحن تكلمنا على الإيمان ثلاث درجات. We spoke about that إيمان three levels. وقلنا إيمان بالأسماء, إيمان بالصفات, إيمان بأحكام الصفات. We said إيمان, believe in the أسماء, believe in the attributes, believe in the consequences or the effect of this belief in the attributes, or what these يعني what relates to the attributes. نعم. وذكرنا أول مثال وهو العلم. And we spoke about the first example and the shirkah, which is the knowledge of Allah. وأيضا قال قدير ذو قدرة. ويقدر على كل شيء. He is able. He has ability. He is able to do everything. إلى آخر ما له من الأسماء المقدسة. He said, to the end of all is noble attribute. نعم. قال ودخل في ذلك إثبات على نعم هذا ذكرناها نعم ذكرناها سبحان الله. ودخل في ذلك إثبات علوي على خلقه واستواء هذا ذكرناه. ودخل في ذلك إثبات الصفات الذاتية التي لا ينفك عنها يعني what is included in the belief in the names and attributes of Allah is the belief in the attributes that is يعني always with Allah forever. وضرب أمثلة and give examples كالسمع like hearing والبصر like seeing والعلم knowing والعلو highness ونحو عند الآية. هذه يسمونها صفات ذاتية. صفات ذاتية يعني بمعنى أنها من ذاته سبحانه لا ينفك عنها يعني لا توجد في أوقات وأوقات لا يعني it means it cannot be sometimes يعني there and sometimes not exist sometimes not لا يعني عندما نقول يسمع لا يمكن أن يغيب عن سمع شيء. When we say he hears, nothing can be hidden. نعم. نعم. لا لا لا. Not, we'll come to give now the attributes which are not ذاتية, which they call it صفات فعلية. Attributes by the meaning that something he does. يعني الكلام. الكلام. When we affirm the attribute of الكلام or speech, it does not mean that he's always speaking. He speaks whatever he likes. He speaks whatever he likes. نعم. فهل يسمونها يعني صفات فعلية. It's what he does. It's what he does. نعم. واضح هذا. Is this clear? Is this clear? هذه الصفات يعني فعلية. كالإنسان. الإنسان عنده صفات ذاتية وصفات فعلية أيضا. You have this kind of two attributes. ذاتية and فعلية. نعم. Hearing. This is ذاتيه means do you do anything for it to hear? What do you do to hear? Huh? لا you not listen يعني you don't hear until you listen.
No, you always hear. You always hear.
You cannot say you listen when you hear possible, but it's not the opposite. You don't hear until you listen. What if you don't listen, you are deaf. لا اوكي seeing you always see as long as you awake you see right. نعم. So this is nothing you do. You look, this is your deed. You see, this is not your deed. نعم يا اخوة. To see, this is not your deed. To look, this is your deed. Naam? Is that correct? Afi. Is that correct? طيب. الكلام. You always speak? You don't always speak. This is فعلي. This is an action that you do. It's different from your hearing. It's different from your sight, seeing. Okay? So this is called sifat that, yani, You don't do nothing with it. It's there. Okay. ولله مثل الأعلى. أنا لا أضرب المثل حتى يفهم أن الله مثلنا. I don't say that to make you understand that Allah is like us. لا لا. But I mean there are attributes that you don't do nothing with them. They are with you. Now, Allah Ta'ala has attributes which are called ذاتية. وهناك صفات فعلية يفعل. يغضب. هل الله دائما يغضب؟ غضبان؟ Allah يعني can be angry, correct? Is he always angry? لذلك نقول هذه فعلية وليست ذاتية. فعلية. هذا من فعله سبحانه. لما يفعل العباد أمرا مخالفا لأمري تغضب الله عز وجل. When the slaves do something wrong other than يعني what he said, he سبحانه وتعالى gets angry. نعم. يضحك يضحك الله تعالى لفظ L-A-U-G-H الله لفظ هل دائما يعني هذا لا إذا هذه ليست ذاتية هذه فعلية يضحك كما جاء في الأحاديث عندما يحصل شيء كما جاء في الحديث كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يضحك ربنا نعم قال ضحك الله كذا يعني حديث أظن كذلك يعجب كذلك يرضى ويفرح لله أشد فرحا بتوبة عبده الله is more happy with the repent of his slave than one of you lost his camel and the desert on it, all of his food and drink, and then he gave up hope and said he'll sleep waiting for death, and while he is sleeping he awakes seeing his camel with all food and drink beside him. So he was too happy to limit that he mistaken and said, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord, because of the happiness, overwhelming happiness, and Allah Ta'ala is more happy than this. So this is called sifat fi'liya. Understand it? Fadal. What? Yes. What? Yeah, فعلية. Exactly. 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 At the same time, does that mean he's always angry? Now, look. You make me angry. And we had an argument, okay? And I love Yusuf. Yusuf came. I looked at Yusuf. Now, am I angry with Yusuf?
No. Oh, that's it, right? You may be angry with
Yusuf. Aywa. Okay.
Right? And another part of the angry with Yusuf.
Excellent.
Right?
Excellent.
But the thing that is...
لا 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 لا. We don't mean by not always. We mean it is not a characteristic. It's not a characteristic. Characteristic. Character. What's that?
An attribute. Not
a thing. Attribute. You understand? No, it's an attribute. But it's not a characteristic.
Characteristic.
Yeah.
What he's trying to say is that
Allah,
he's trying to say
I am
always angry at some time, some way.
Yeah, but I understand, but not to all. This is not the definition of it, because Allah Ta'ala we said that hearing is dhatiya. Okay? All the time, but all the people, all the creation. He hears all the time, all the creation. Okay? Angry. Not all the time with
not all the people all the time.
That is the fa'liyah.
Okay, here comes from
an action.
Here comes from that which is the essence.
The essence.
Like an actual attribute like you have air like that. You have hair like that.
Can you see that for example, if the creation was non-existent, he was still here. But
you wouldn't
be angry because there's no
excuse to be angry. Let's put it other way. If all the creation are Muslims, would he be angry with them?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you. Huh? I'm asking you, if all the creation are obedient to Allah. Huh? Is he going to be angry? There is nothing happened to make him angry, subhanAllah. Why Allah gets angry? Because the disobedience of his slaves. You understand? When they disobey him, when they thank other than him, when they be grateful to other than him, when they worship other than him, this makes Allah Ta'ala angry. Naam? Right. If all the creation were to be obedient, would Allah be angry with this? No. Can Allah Ta'ala heal them all at the same time? Yes, then this is that here. That is not that here, for Ali. You got it? You understand? La. Aywa, some attributes. All the time. Let's take speaking. Do Allah speak to all the creatures? He spoke to some, and He speaks to some. To whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. Correct? That is fa'liyah. Okay? Alright. From the fa'liyah as well, al-rizq, sustenance. Systems. He sustains, he provides it to whom he likes. He provides this much, he provides this less. He provides this less, he provides none to this. Naam? This is fa'aliyah. Khalq, creating. The good example is creating. Does Allah create or not? Create. Okay, this is fi'l, something He subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Na'am? Ar-Rahmah, mercy. Na'am? Fi'liyah. Akhi, what is dhatiyah? Dhatiyah is part of you.
Attribute of your
that is part of you, that is fi'liyah.
Allah's hand,
that's here.
Right.
Allah's hand, Allah's face, okay. Allah's feet, Allah's eye, Allah's hearing, sighting, knowledge, right? Ability, all this, that here. With him all the time, but fa'liyah, no. Fa'liyah means it's not part of him, but he does it, and that's why we say the Quran is from his attributes, ذاتية نادي فعلية. نعم لذاتية نادي فعلية. The mercy we have is from the attributes of Allah. He don't give us mercy, but this is from His fa'liyya, from His attributes, which is fa'liyya, because He gives mercy whom He will, and He doesn't give mercy to whom He wills. But Allah hears some and He doesn't hear some. I'm asking you. No, Allah hears all. Sees some and doesn't see some? No, He sees all. Knows some and doesn't know some? No, He knows all. You know what I mean? When we say Allah is yani of His attributes, latiya, the highest, is He high above some of the creation, but not above the others? No, He's high above everything. So this is attribute which is latiya. Right? You got it? Fa'liya. What I wish you to do is when I speak, don't try to think, because you're not going to understand what I'm saying, because you're trying to think of something else. Then you are not paying attention to what I say, and then by that we're going to circle, we're going to go around one circle.
Think, but don't think ahead.
No, no. When someone is speaking, you pay attention. After you get this, then think of it. But to think at the same time you hear, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِمْرِئٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah Ta'ala did not give a man two hearts in one body. So you cannot think and hear at the same time. You know what I mean? Right. Is that clear now? Now the problem is he is thinking of other examples while we are explaining one example. So every time we go to the example that he thought of it, he would be that time thinking of a new example. With a condition. Last one, even in thinking. Right? After we explain, think as you like. Hold on. Huh? What? You said last one, what is the last one? I have to think. No, no.
You said Khalik, and then something just came because when you said it's something.
No, I said to him, it is not related to certain times. But what we say is that Zatiyya means it is part of time. Fa'liyya is not part of him. Fa'liyya is what he does. You get that? And I gave an example. I said, your hearing is part of you, isn't it?
It's not physical, but it's part of you.
It's part of you.
You can't get rid of it.
Do you do hearing?
Can you stop your hearing? Is that action that you do?
Allahu Akbar. Breathing. Is it an attribute of you or not? Can we attribute you? Okay, is it an attribute or not? For you? Yeah. Can we describe you by a creation of breath? Or we cannot? I say, can we describe you? Can we attribute you by a creation who breathes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you do the breathing, or it is part of you, part of your life, part of your existence, part of your?
Or you have to do it.
Okay. So you don't do it. It's there. Correct?
I have to do it.
Okay, when you are sleeping, how you do it?
Natural.
What do you mean natural? You can't do akhishuf. You can do holding of breathing. But you cannot do breathing. Because breathing is something, yani, self-action, it's done automatic.
That's part of you.
That's part of you. It's part of you. Speech. Now, listen. Are you questioned for your breathing? Are you questioned for your breathing? Anybody ask you why you breathe? Huh? Okay. Speaking. Are you questioned for speaking or not? What do you mean by sometimes? Alhamdulillah. So, is it why nobody asks you about breathing, but somebody is asking you about speaking? Because speaking is something you did, isn't it? You did, correct? You spoke it, and you killed someone, you insulted someone. So he's asking you why you do that. You lied. You cannot say, oh, why you are asking me? Why you blame me? I lie because this is an attribute. This is how I am created. Is that correct? Is that correct? He's still even cannot answer this. This is the problem, Akhi. I'm asking you. It's not because you cannot answer. It's because you are busy thinking of another example, which is going to be endless, Akhi. If you want to understand it, you have to pay attention. No. What you are not understanding is how to understand. Believe me. If you want to understand, when you ask a question, you concentrate on the answer said, not thinking of another example, another question. This part, you will not aim to an answer. See how long we took? You're the only one. Why? Because they are listening to the answer. And after that, they think of the answer of what is said. What you're doing is, I can see it in your eyes. Speaking, you are thinking of other things. Once I finish, you jump on other things. You did not understand the first thing. So this would be endless. And inshallah, we can set another time to tell you how to think. Right, then after Salah, no?
We come finish at least the first
principle. Right, okay. After Salah, we come back to finish the first principle, inshaAllah. Allahu A'lam. Alaykum As-Salaam wa
rahmatullah.
صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى ما بعد. نكمل الآن ما كنا قد بدأنا فيه من الفصل الأول من أصول العقائد الدينية السابقة. We continue inshallah now what we began thinking about from the first chapter of the principles of the religious belief of the monastery. قال وأن جميع أي الصفات الفعلية والذاتية تلائم من غير تمثيل ولا تعطيل وأنها كلها قائمة بذاته وموصوف بها، وأنه تعالى لم يزل ولا يزال يقول ويفعل، وأنه فعال لما يريد، يتكلم بما شاء إذا شاء كيف شاء، لم يزل بالكلام موصوفا وبالرحمة والإحسان معروفا. الشيخ says, continuing saying that all these attributes are affirmed to Allah Ta'ala without any without any examples or explanation of how they are, nor with ta'qil, meaning to dim or deny what they mean or deny the effect or the consequence of it. نعم كما قال وأن جميعها تثبت لله من غير تمثيل، تثبت كما تقدم من القرآن والسنة، صحيح السنة. It is affirmed only from the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. من غير تمثيل أي لا يضرب لها الأمثال. We do not set up examples for the attributes of Allah. ولا تعطيل كذلك، لا نعطلها لا كلية بنفيها ولا جزئيا بنفي المعاني. We do not do تعطيل to it by the meaning. We do not deny them all and deny the whole name or her attributes, or deny the meaning of it. That is also bad. نعم. وأن كلها قائمة بذات، and that all of this Allah Ta'ala, يعني these are attributes of Allah Ta'ala. وهو موصوف بأن he's attributed with it. وأنه تعالى لم يزل ولا يزال يقول يفعل، and he سبحانه وتعالى was and still and continually capable of speech. And he speaks and does whatever he subhanahu wa ta'ala will. يقول ويفعل ما شاء متى شاء كيف شاء لمن شاء لمن شاء، when he will, how he will, with what. يعني he speaks or does whatever he will. And نعم وأنه فعال لما يريد، and he is يعني he does whatever he وانت سبحانه وتعالى. يتكلم بما شاء and speaks of whatever he wants to speak with or about or كيف شاء، how he سبحانه وتعالى will. يعني لا نتدخل بالكيفية ولكن نفوضها إلى الله. We refer the كيفية how to Allah، لكن المعنى لا نفوضه، نعرفه نفهمه. But the meaning of the attributes, we do not refer it back to Allah. We know their meaning. لأننا كما قلنا قبل الصلاة، إذا فوضنا المعنى وقلنا لا نعرف معنى الصفات، يعني أن الله تكلم بكلام لا يفهم. When we say we refer the meaning of the attribute to Allah, we don't know the meaning, we cannot know the meaning. This means that Allah spoken of things that are understandable. وهذا ليس من الحكمة. This is not from the wisdom. Not from the wisdom. وليس من الثناء على الله، and it is not from the praising of Allah. نعم أنت مع العبد، you with a normal slave، إذا قلت فلان يتكلم بكلام لا يعرف، هل هذا مدح أو ذم؟ When you say so and so speaks with a speech that is ununderstandable، is this a kind of praising or dispraising? نعم أخوة، dispraise. So إذا كان هذا في حق المخلوق، if this is a dispraise for the human creation، كيف في حق الخالق؟ What about it to Allah تعالى؟ كيف يكون الله يتكلم لكن الكلام لا نعرف يعني ما معنى الكلام؟ He speaks but we don't know what is this, what is speech means. Not what does the speech mean, but oh, he speaks. But we don't know what does this word speak or speaking mean. ما هذا؟ هذا تفويض المعنى. تفويض المعنى. تفويض المعنى ممنوع. Meaning, referring the meaning of the attribute back to Allah, this is prohibited. We cannot do that. وتفويض الكيف واجب. And referring the way of how the attribute is, that is obligatory. نعم هذه عقيدة السنة. أهل الباطل يقولون لا نفوض الكيف والمعنى، وبعضهم حتى المعنى لا حتى الكيف لا يفوض، يضرب له مثلا. Some of our Baptists, they say we refer both the meaning and the way of it how to Allah. And some other Baptists, they even do not refer the how it is. They speak about how. They say Allah's eyes is like this. Allah settles like this. This is wrong. This is wrong. As well as referring the meaning to Allah, saying I don't know the meaning of Sami'. I refer the meaning of Sami' to Allah. He knows best what it means. La, this is also wrong. We know what does the word Sami' mean. It means all hearer, meaning he hears all sounds. قال ودخل قال ولم يزل الكلام موصوفا بالرحمة والإحسان معروف. He is continuously attributed with the attribute of speech, and he is well known with his mercy and his goodness. He bestows mercy and goodness to his creation. ودخل في ذلك الإيمان بأن القرآن كلام الله منزل غير مخلوق، منه بدأ وإليه يعود، وأن المتكلم به حقا، وأن كلامه لا ينفد ولا يبيد. Says and include what is included in the attributes of Allah and the belief in it is to believe that the Quran is the speech of Allah in reality. Allah spoke of it in real. Na'am. And Jibreel heard it. He did not feel just yani felt it as a kind of yani what do you call that? A kind of yani revelation, huh? Inspiration? No, but it was something he heard. Jibreel heard it. Allah spoke, and evidences are many in the hadith. When Allah Ta'ala speaks, his speech causes a sound like pulling big chain on a rock, and it would be too yani massive sound to limit that every creation, every angel will collapse. Yani unconscious, and when they awake, they ask Jibreel, "What?" And they ask each other, and Jibreel will respond, "What did your Lord say?" So, what does that mean? That sound of his speech. So there is a sound. Allah Ta'ala speaks. Naam, and Allah Ta'ala speaks to Jibreel. Whenever he loves anyone of his flesh, he calls Jibreel. Ya Jibreel. إني أحب فلانا فأحبه. I love so and so, so you love him. نعم. هذا هو معنى الكلام. قال والقرآن كلام الله. القرآن is the speech of Allah. Is the speech of Allah. منزل. It was descended. غير مخلوق. It wasn't created. The Quran wasn't created. منه بدأ. It began from him. لماذا قال هذه الجملة؟ Why he said this statement? ليرد to refute على الذين يقولون المعنى من الله والمبنى من الرسول. To refute those who say that the meaning from Allah and the construction of the words of this, the Quran is from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا خطأ. لذلك قال منه بدأ. It begins from him. And he spoke of it. He did not just inspire it to the Prophet, and the Prophet constructed the word, and he gave him the meaning, and he constructed the word. لا لا قرآن كلام الله حقيقة وإليه يعود. And this book will go back to Allah and the day of resurrection, or before the day of resurrection, all the Quran will be raised to Allah, before Allah. قال وأن كلامه وأنه متكلم به حقا. أن الله تعالى spoke of this Quran in real. وأن كلامه لا ينفذ ولا يفذ. And his speech would never ever end. Or never ever يعني get lost or forget it. What he says, سبحانه وتعالى has, يعني his speech has interest. كما قال سبحانه في نعم في آخر سورة الحشر قل لو أن ما لو أن ما في الأرض نعم جميعا ما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يبده من بعد سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله. Say, if the trees which are found in the whole world life on the earth are pen, and the seas, all the seas are ink to write the speech of Allah, the speech of Allah would never end, but this will end. The trees which are taken as bent and the seas which are taken as ink will end, but the speech of Allah will continue endless. نعم قال ودخل في ذلك الإيمان بأنه القريب المجيب يعني قريب مع أنه مع ذلك علي أعلى وأنه لا منافاة بين كمال علوه وكمال قربه لأنه ليس كمثله شيء في جميع نعوته وصفاته. نعم. And to believe in his attributes, his name's attributes, is to believe that he is close to his creation. He is them when they ever supplicate. He is the one who responds to creation. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة البقرة فإذا سألك عبادي عني نعم فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إلى دعاه. And whenever my slaves ask you about me, I am close to them. Close to them. I respond to the supplication of who supplicates. إذن هذا معنى قريب. لكن هل قربه يتنافى مع علوه على عرشه على خلقه؟ Does his closeness contradict to the highness? لا. هو قروب قريب مع علوه قريب مع علوه نعم فهو قريب من خلقه وهو عال عليه. He is close to his face but at the same time he is high above his throne. كيف هذا؟ لا يجوز أن نسأل كيف. لا يجوز لأن الله عز وجل ليس كمثل شيء. إذا أردنا أن نقول لك كيف سنقول لك مثل كذا ومثل كذا وهذا لا يجوز. If we want to tell you how he is close to his slaves while he is high on his throne, then we need to tell you like this and like that, and this is not good, not correct. نعم لأن عقولنا قاصرة لا تستطيع أن تصل هذا. Because our intellect, our brain are not capable to catch that. نعم قال لأنه ليس كمثله شيء في جميع نعوته وصفاته. Because nothing like unto him and all of his attributes سبحانه وتعالى. ولا يتم توحيد الأسماء والصفات حتى يؤمن بكل ما جاء به الكتاب والسنة من أسماء والصفات والأفعال وأحكامها على وجه يليق بعظمة على معنى أحكامها. يعني لا بد أن تؤمن بالاسم والصفة والأثر المترتب على الاسم والصفة. فتؤمن بأنه سميع على اسم يسمع على صفة الأثر المترتب أنه يسمع كلامك مهما كان صوتك منخفض يسمع كلامك سمعا بوضوح لا يغيب عنه حرف واحد. So what does that mean? To believe in the names and attributes means to believe in them as the Quran and the Sunnah affirm them. Okay? And the actions of Allah, what He does, نعم. وأحكامها meaning the ruling of it. What does that mean? We explained that many times. We said, if you believe that Allah is Sami' all here, you will have to believe that He hears. and there is athar, the effect of this. What is that? That he hears you speech, even if you speak very, very low, with very low voice, and no any single letter can, يعني his message here. نعم هذه لا بد منها. This must be. حتى يؤمن نعم على وجه يليق بعظمة البعث. نعم لما نأتي نتكلم عن كيف نقول لا يجوز لأن هذا يعني وصفنا يعني كي التكييف لا يليق بعظمة البعث. Setting up the examples and explaining how his attributes are, this does not prove his greatness. نعم لأنك يا أخي في الله يعني عقلك إذا كان بصرك يستطيع أن إذا كنت تستطيع أن ترى دقائق الأشياء من بعد. If you can see the small things from far, ماذا نقول عن نظرك؟ نقول أوه نظره عظيم. We say his sighting is very great. Correct? نعم. وإذا كنت تستطيع أن تسمع أشياء دقيقة نقول سمعه كثير عظيم. We say when you hear يعني very small things you say oh he's great. Correct? نعم. لماذا نحكم على هذا؟ لأن عقولنا تستطيع أن تقيم هذا. Because our brains can evaluate this way. لأن هذا محيط معنا. Because this is with us. لكن هل تستطيع أن تصف ما لا ترى؟ But can you describe what you cannot see? يا أخوان. Can you describe what you cannot see? Can you describe the sound that you cannot hear? لا. لا تستطيع. لأن عقلك غير محيط به. لذلك الله عز وجل ماذا يقول؟ لا تدرك الأبصار. وهو يدرك الأبصار. Okay. The eyes, the sighting cannot reach him, but he reaches all the sighting and eyes. Meaning of the grace. نعم. قال ويعلم يعني أن العبد لا بد أن يعلم حتى يؤمن بالأسماء والصفات إيمانا جيدا لا بد أن يعلم أنه لا يماثله أحد في ذاته فلا يماثله أحد في صفاته. And to believe the correct and perfect belief in names and attributes of Allah is that you have to believe that nothing can, يعني as long as no one and nothing can be like unto him subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, and his that so there is nothing can be like unto him subhanahu wa ta'ala and his sifat attributes. نعم قال ومن ظن أن في بعض التعليقات ما يوجب تأويل بعض الصفات على غير معناها المعروف فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا مبينا. He says and whosoever thinks that some of the تعليقات means and places where يعني يعني the علماء do not يعني speak quite about. They just leave it as is. Like كيفية how ما يوجب بعض تأويل الصفات على غير معناه فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. يعني he wants to say that يعني يريد أن يقول أن من ظن أنه بسبب أننا لا نستطيع يعني أن نعرف حقيقة الصفة كيفيتها فإننا يجب أن نؤولها. نقول هذا غلط. هذا غلط. Some things that because we cannot realize and figure out how the attribute of Allah is, then we have to give a different meaning. Which is wrong. لماذا؟ نؤمن بها كما قال ويكفي. لماذا نريد أن نتدخل بها؟ Why do you interfere into that? We believe in it as he said and that's it. That's finished. Simple. نعم. قال ولا يتم توحيدي الربوبية حتى يعتقد العبد أن أفعال العباد مخلوقة لله، وأن مشيئتهم تابعة لمشيئة الله، وأن لهم أفعالا وأن لهم أفعالا وإرادة تقع بها أفعالهم، وهي متعلق الأمر والنهي. نعم، وأنه لا يتنافى الأمران مع إثبات مشيئة الله العامة الشامل للذوات والأفعال والصفات، وإثبات قدرة العبد على أفعاله وأقواله. ما معنى هذا؟ What is the meaning of this? He said the توحيد الربوبية is not available for one up until he believes that the deeds, sayings and the actions of the slaves are created by Allah, as well as they themselves, the slaves, are created by Allah. والله عز وجل قد بين هذا في الكتاب، أن الله تعالى في رفايد من سبوك قال سبحانه، نعم، ماذا قال؟ والله خلقكم وما تعملون، and he Allah created you and what you do. هذا واضح، لا يحتاج إلى كثير تفكير. This is very clear, does not need much thinking. أن الله عز وجل قال بوضوح والله خلقكم وما تعملون، because Allah Ta'ala said in very clear statement, and he Allah Ta'ala created you and all what you do. واضح. قال لكن وأن مشيئتهم تابعة لمشيئة الله. But he must also believe that their will follows the will of Allah. It does not precede. نعم. أنت تريد، ولكن لا يحصل إلا ما يريده الله. You will something, you plan it, but what exists is what Allah تعالى plans. وهذا واضح يا أخوان في حياتي. كل يوم نضع جدول، الساعة كذا أريد، الساعة كذا أريد أن أفعل كذا، الساعة كذا أريد أن أفعل. فإذا الذي كتب باللوح المحفوظ أن الساعة الوسطى لا يحصل بهذا، هل سيحصل؟ لا يحصل، لا يمكن. يعني every day you plan in the morning, you say 7 o'clock I want to eat breakfast, 8 o'clock I want to drive to work, 12 o'clock I want to drive back home. This is your plan. Will it exist? Will it essentially exist as plan? No. You plan that 8 o'clock you drive to work. Correct? أنت كان في جدولتك أن الساعة الثامنة تقود سيارتك إلى العمل. خرج، فإذا السيارة محروقة، مسروقة، عطلانة. You come out of your house, you found your car caught on fire, or caught on fire, or stolen, or broken, does not go on. أين جدولك الآن؟ أين خطتك؟ أين إرادتك؟ أين؟ Where is your plan? Where is your will now? Cannot exist. لماذا؟ لأن الله لم يشأ أن يحصل أمر كما أراد. Because Allah تعالى didn't will it to occur as you plan. وأحيانا كل ما خططته يحصل. And sometimes all what you plan occurs. لماذا؟ أن الله أذن به، because Allah permitted it. نعم، الله تعالى permitted it. وذلك في اللوح المحفوظ الذي كتب قبل 50,000 سنة من خلق الخلائق. And that is in the reserved book. That's not today known to Allah. It's known to Allah 50,000 years before He created heavens and earth, when he told the pen to write everything, and he made the pen to know everything. Now, قال فهذا وأنه نعم قال وهو متعلق الأمر والنهي وأن لهم أفعالا وإرادة تقع بأفعالهم وهو متعلق الأمر والنهي. ما معنى هذا؟ يعني الأمر والنهي الذي هو التشريع هم يختارون اختاروه. المطيع بتوفيق الله اختار الطاعة والعاصي بإذن الله اختار المعصية فقط. ها they want who does the obedience is by the guidance of Allah he done the obedience by his willing but by the guidance of Allah. Okay, while the one who chooses the disobedience, he has a willing, but by it exists by the permit of Allah. Ahyanan, sometimes, ikhwan, ahyanan, kafir min al-kuffar, يعني وضع خطة في ذهني أن الساعة العاشرة يذهب إلى البار ليشرب الخمر. فهل شرب الخمر يحبه الله؟ A kafir plan to go 10 o'clock to the bar and drink khamr. Drinking khamr is something Allah likes? No. Right. هذا كافر غير مؤمن بالقدر. This is a disbeliever. He doesn't believe in the qadr, in the destiny. هو يعتقد أنه هو الذي يفعل فقط. He believes that he is the one who does what he wants to do. What he wants to do, Allah Ta'ala doesn't relate to that. طيب. وضع الخطة. He put the plan. ساعة عشرة من الباب. ويشرب خمر. الساعة العاشرة, he put the plan 10 o'clock to go to the bar and drink the khamr. الساعة العاشرة, 10 o'clock. خرج من بيتي left his house ذهب إلى الباب وجد الباب احترق أو مغلق. He came to the bar and he found the bar Yusuf he came to the bar and he found the bar burned out or closed for any reason. أو هو نفسه صدمته السيارة قبل أن يصل إلى الباب. Or he himself was hit by a car before reaching the. طيب هل خطته وإرادته مضت؟ Was his plan implemented? Gone? لا. No. إذن وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله. أما في أمور الطاعة في أمور الطاعة فإنك تختار بتوفيق الله. في أمور المعصية تختار بإذن الله. هذا الفرق. This is the difference between both. What you choose of the obedience cannot exist by the guidance of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the blessing of Allah. Now, what you choose obedience cannot exist except by the permission of Allah. By the permission of Allah. Now, قال ولا يتم توحيد نعم ولا يتم توحيد العبادة حتى يخلص العبد لله تعالى بإرادته وأقواله وأفعاله. هذا ذكرناه. أي نعم هذا ذكرناه. هذا الذي فقدناه. This is what we missed earlier from the chapter and we are explaining this. نعم. وبهذا انتهى الفصل الأول. And by that we have ended the first chapter. هل تريد أن نتكلم في الفصل الثاني؟ You want us to speak about بعد العصر. جيد. خلاص. بعد العصر اليوم. طيب خلاص. الساعة الخامسة. خلاص جيد. إن شاء الله الساعة الخامسة نرجع للمستكمل. 5 o'clock إن شاء الله we come back to continue إن شاء الله تعالى. والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. وعلى آله وصحبه وجزاكم الله خير.
One quick update. The reason why we have to answer and we will be free next 2 days is because we had a change in the flight arrangement for Sheikh. So instead of going back on Thursday, he'll be going back on Monday night. So yeah, this coming Monday after the weekend, due to a misappropriation in the flight plans and the flight arrangement. So we have to adjust the flight to that, so that we'll be going on Monday night instead, to the displeasure of us and the delight of the brothers in England. So he will spend more time.
And this is from what we just spoke about. We planned something, Allah permitted something else.
Now, so from the irada of Allah, the will of Allah, we have to have him for a shorter time. So to complete the book, which we started today, with Surah Al-Baqarah Ad-Diniyah, we will do in the morning session, as planned, 10 to the hour, and then the next session will be after Asr, which is 5 o'clock, until Maghrib, and then after Maghrib, the normal schedule, which is the Ramadan issues. So that's how it will go from now until, and the last session will be Monday night, inshallah, at which time the Sheikh will have to leave directly from the class to go straight to the airport, inshallah.
Inshallah. JazakAllah khair. And it is sharp as we planned. And usually it doesn't go sharp as Allah Ta'ala wished. We always try to make it sharp. But something else comes up.